Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Mike Heath. Batting second. The center fielder, Dwayne Murphy. Batting third. The first baseman, Joe Rudy. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Tony Armas. Batting fifth. The DH, Jeff Burrows. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Mickey Klutz. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Dave McKay. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jeff Newman. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Fred Stanley. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Mike Norris. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting third. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The catcher, Ted Simmons. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ben Ogilvie. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Gorman Thomas. Batting seventh. The DH, Roy Howell. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Charlie Moore. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Bob McClure. And now, play ball. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Heath for the out. One out. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a pop-up towards short. Stanley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Brewers. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKay scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie takes first base on ball four. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stanley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Burrows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrows hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Klutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klutz hits a pop-up towards short. Yount settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heath. Moore reaches second base with a double. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner strikes out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Molitor takes first base on ball 4. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-1 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stanley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Moore moves to third. Molitor moves to second. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Stanley fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman strikes out. Two outs. Fred Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ogilvie. Stanley reaches second base with a double. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. Heath hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stanley scores. It's 2-1, Brewers. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0-for-1 in the game. Murphy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Heath moves to second. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0-for-1 in the game. Rudy hits a pop-up towards first. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Athletics 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Newman. Simmons moves to third. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Ogilvie strikes out. One out. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stanley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0-for-1 in the game. Howell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Simmons scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Brewers. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKay scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0-for-1 in the game. Armas strikes out. One out. Jeff Burrows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrows is 0-for-1 in the game. Burrows hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Klutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klutz is 0-for-1 in the game. Klutz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Athletics 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0 for 1 in the game. Gantner hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klutz fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Yount hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Yount. The throw from Newman and he is safe. Yount steals second. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Cooper hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 0 for 1 in the game. McKay hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 0 for 1 in the game. Newman hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Stanley is hit by the pitch. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Athletics 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground towards first. Rudy fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ogilvie. The throw from Newman and he is safe. Ogilvie steals second. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. Thomas strikes out. Two outs. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Howell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ogilvie scores. Howell moves to second. It's 4-1, Brewers. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Moore hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heath. Moore reaches second base with a double. Howell scores. It's 5-1, Brewers. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0 for 2 in the game. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKay scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Murphy hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gantner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0 for 2 in the game. Rudy strikes out. Two outs. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0 for 2 in the game. Armas hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Athletics 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Molitor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Yount hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Molitor moves to second. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Cooper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Molitor scores. Yount moves to third. It's 6-1, Brewers. Preston Hanna now pitching. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Simmons hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Yount scores. Cooper moves to second. It's 7-1, Brewers. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Ogilvie hits a pop-up towards third. Klutz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 3 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Howell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jeff Burrows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrows is 0 for 2 in the game. Burrows hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Klutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klutz is 0 for 2 in the game. Klutz hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 0 for 2 in the game. McKay hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Athletics 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 2 for 3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stanley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0 for 3 in the game. Gantner hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Molitor hits a fly ball into right field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 0 for 2 in the game. Newman hits a pop-up towards short. Yount settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Stanley strikes out. Two outs. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Heath hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Athletics 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Yount hits a pop-up towards first. Rudy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Cooper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Simmons hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cooper moves to second. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Ogilvy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cooper scores. Simmons moves to third. It's 8-1, Brewers. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-4 in the game. Thomas strikes out. Two outs. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Howell hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 8, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Murphy strikes out. One out. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0-for-3 in the game. Rudy hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0-for-3 in the game. Armas hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score. Milwaukee Brewers, 8, and Oakland Athletics, 1. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.